Poker Toes World. Today's daf in the second Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Kufchet, and we are holding at the Halakha and Mishnah on the bottom of Kufzayin Omud Beit. And we're moving on now. Instead of focusing on individuals, we're now going to take a look at Dorot that are actually crossed out because of the behavior of the door. We already saw before the difference between the door of Tzidkio, Yoshio, the leadership of the door. So sometimes the door is more roy for survival. Sometimes the melech is roy for survival. Now we want to talk about the dorot that ended up historically in being messed up as a group. So the door hamabul, of course, that's the most famous failure. The Dor HaMabul, Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, Ve'Ein Omdim B'Din. So both issues are nogea. Do they have Chalokim in Olam Haba? No, as we'll see in the Pasuk. But not only that, they also are not Ein Eid B'Din. So they don't have a Techia, which then provides them for being able to define their life and to be having a chelek in the whole concept of din, which is in and of itself a tremendous zechut, whether it comes l'chiyuv or it becomes l'ptur, but the person lives and the person has a sense of meaning in everything that did take place in their life. But these people are not even a imed bedin, because we see that it says lo yadun ruchi ba'adam la'olam. So lo yadun and ruchi, lo din velo ruach. So the ruach, of course, is the way that we refer to that which is able to survive the information of the individual, is the ruach, and the din is the din, of course. Dor ha-palaga, ein lehem chelek l'olam haba, as well. Where do we see that? Shenemar v'yofetz Hashem otam misham al pnei kol ha'aretz, u'misham hefitzam. So that's two different lashonos of hafatza. Ayafetz Hashem Otam, that's a reference to Olam Hazeh. Misham Efitzam Hashem, that is a further scattering, and that's Olam Haba. Anshei Sedom, Ein Lam Chedek Olam Haba. Sheneemar, Ve'anshei Sedom Ra'im Ve'chata'im La'Hashem Me'od. Ra'im Ba'Olam Hazeh, and in a continuous state of Chata'im La'Olam Haba. Aval, Omdim Bedin. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, no, even the Anshei Sedom are not in the Bedin. Shenemar al kein lo yakumu rishaim b'mishpat, b'chataim ba'adat tzadikim. So there's two groups here, rishaim and chataim. Who are those rishaim and who are those chataim? So the two different lashonos, well, we know, we use those words separately, right? So the Anshei Sedom were considered to be the Chataim. And therefore, we're being medayik the pasuk like this. Hakein lo yakumu rishaim b'mishpat refers to the Dor HaMabul, which is the Ra'ah. Ra'ata Adam, Rabbah Ra'ata Adam. The Chataim, that's a reference to Anshei Sedom, because it says that Anshei Sedom were Ra'im v'chataim la'Hashem. Omrulo, so they said to Rabbi Nechemya, how does that prove anything? All it says is, v'chata'im ba'adat tzadikim. But of course, that's true, einam omdim ba'adat tzadikim. They're not going to be part of the tzadikim, latid lavo, but that doesn't mean that they don't have anything. They're omdim ba'adat rishaim. Miraglim, ein lem chelek v'olam haba. Sheneemar, v'yamutu anashim motzei dibat haaretz. Ra'ab magifa lifnei Hashem. What is the Russian vayamutu? Olam hazeh. Aba magifa is olam haba. Dor hamabul, ein lehem chelek olam haba. Sorry, dor hamidbar, ein lehem chelek olam haba. Ve'in omdim bedin. Shenemar, bamidbar hazeh yitamu, v'sham yamutu. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer omer, no, aleihem omer, these were the ones that made the bris with me by Har Sinai, brought those special korbanos, and that was dafka my chasidim. Those were keres bris with me. Those are the ones I want with me. Adat Korach in Atida La'alot, the people that were swallowed up in the ground by Adat Korach will never get out of there. Shenema v'tchas aleyem ha'aretz b'olam hazeh, v'yovdu mitoch ha'kahal, and they were lost forever from among the tzibur. That's li'olam haba. Divi Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Eliezer omer, no, aleyem omer there too. We find specifically that Chana, when she's mitpalelet about her own child, which is Shmuel, Shmuel came from them. Remember, that was the whole reason that Korach thought that he must be greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, because it says that Shmuel himself, and Shmuel is going to be my great-grandchild. So it says about him that he is connected Moshe Aaron. Moshe Aaron b'chvanav, u'Shmuel b'korei Shemo. So therefore, when Chana was mitpalelet, she's referring dafka to the difference between Korach and the son that she wants, Hashem meimitu mechayeh, morid sha'ova yo'al. So she's talking about Korach v'Hadassah, that there too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift them up so that my child will be part of that line. Tanya Rabbana, Torah Mabul, Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba Shelem HaVeYimach Et Kol HaYikum Asher Al Pnei Ha'Adama. And Vayimach Et Kol HaYikum means B'Olam HaZeh, and then it repeats at the end of the pasuk the same words. Vayimachu min ha'aretz. Why do we need two references to the Vayimach? One is clearly min ha'olam hazeh, and the other min ha'aretz is a reference to Arzot HaChayim. Arzot HaChayim is olam haba. Tiver Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, it's not just that they're lo chayim, it's that they're lo chayim velo nidonim, because as we said before, lo yadun ruchi ba'adam la'olam. That's a double lashon, din and ruach. Lo din velo ruach. Davar acher, another lashon of lo yadun is fascinating. What do you call the sheath of a sword? A sheath of a sword is called a nidan. So lo yadun would mean that the nefesh of the Adam is his power and his strength, and it's held in a sheath. And that sheath, that sheath is a guf. So no yadun means there will not be a sheath either. It means there will not be restored to its sheath, which is the guf. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, Aimer, Afilu b'sha'ah, Shakadosh Baruch Hu machzir neshamot levgarim meitim, nishmatan kar shelahem begeinam. What that means is that even at the moment of Tchiyat HaMeitim, these neshamot will be making them miserable in hell. Shenemar, taharu, taharu is the lashon of the way that we see you. So the taharu chashash, Tildu kash ruchachem ish tochalechem. So that means that you will be born of, conceived of. This conception is, so to speak, biological, as a mushroom, or so to speak, the way we see you, is that basically you're just throwaway parts of the grain, the chaff of the grain, the straw, but your own ruach is the fire that will burn you. Rashi says, the point is, that the neshama itself of such people destroys their own guf, so that it will burn. You will be burned by your own evil in your soul. So now, all of the next drushas, interestingly enough, are based on Sefer Iyov, and apparently the Gemara understands that the whole retzef of different remuzim in Sefer Iyov was a reference specifically to the inyonim of the Dor HaMabul. So Tana Rabbana, Dor HaMabul lo nitcha'u elo b'shvil tova shishpia lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole problem of the Dor HaMabul began when they became complacent and arrogant because of the incredible teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. And remember, at the end, as Rashi brings, we're going to get to it here in the Gemara later also, but remember that at the 7 days, the extra 7 days that were given to the 120 years to the Mabul, we'll see later, those 7 days were a chance that they could see for those 7 days what it was that they were capable of achieving, and still perhaps do teshuva. And that tremendous teva was given more to them than to anyone else, that they had immense teva by Olam Hazeh, and because of that would have had immense teva in Olam Haba, and instead it was the very thing that was given to them that made them destroy themselves, because Maktiv Bahem, this is what it says in Iyov, Bateyem Shalom Mipachad, they have homes that never have a sense of fear, very secure homes. Below Shevet Eloa Aleihem, they never are visited by any types of disasters, what they call act of God, that's Shevet Eloa. Uchtiv, Shoro Ibar Velo Yagil, Tefalet Parato Velo Teshakel. When it came time for their animals, even the reproduction of their animals, was always perfect. Their ox would aim that sperm right perfect and never end up with waste. The falate parato, the female, would end up having a calf, would never miscarry. Yishalchu katzon avilihim v'yaldehem yirakedun. They would let their kids out to wander around as far as they want to go. Everything was secure. Kids would dance around like a bunch of sheep in the fields. Uchtiv yis'u kit b'tov v'chinor v'yismuchu l'kol ugav. They would walk around outside with the iPods playing in their ears, dancing around. Or some of them maybe like those boom boxes, you know, that's the lower class. But anyway, they would have a life full of music and frolicking and happiness. And when it came time to die, they just disappeared in 1 second. The most easy deaths imaginable. And that was what caused their problems. That they ended up saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sur mimenu. Get out away from us. We're not interested in knowing anything about God. We're having too much fun. What's the point in finding a God to worship? Umano il kiniv gabo. What exactly if we get close to him and we daven to him? What good is he going to do us? Basically, he's given the world to us. What exactly do we need God for anymore? I mean, look, this planet seems to be working just fine. And what's the issue? So we need ongoing rain? This is a problem. We've got lots of desalination plants. We can take care of everything on our own. So we've got now, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these bums. What they want to use, the very thing that I gave them to show them how much I'm giving over to them, all of that water and all, this is what they use to get me angry? Okay, that does it. I'm going to use that same water to actually punish them. That's why it says, okay, from my part, I'm ready to do what this calls for, namely, to be mevi mabu mayim ala olam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the reason that we see the water issue over here as being so important is because not that they had their gaiva because they rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world because of their own resources, which were essentially water, but actually it's a remez to the eye. So it's a reference to sexual sin. And that the eye, the galgala ayin, which is what draws a person to sin, is like water. And it's the part in you which is domelam ayin. And therefore, that eye is what brought them to the mabul. We find the same thing, remember, with Yosef HaTzadik, shelo ratzah lehenot mima she'eino shelo. So what is his bracha? Ale ayin. And he was the one who caused the yamsuf to split. As we say that we had that little piece and that was Nogea Yosef, so Ra'aha Yam Vayanos, it was the Mita of Yosef that they were carrying with them, Atzomesh of Yosef. That's the same idea. The Galgal Ha'ayin is Deme L'mayim. That's why we actually call a well an ayin, Ein Hamayim, right? So that's the idea that it too looks like this little hole that has water pouring out of it, the same as an eye in a human. So since it says, Vayikulehem Nashim Mikol Asher Bacharu, in that time of the Dor HaMabul, which we see clearly from the order of the Pasuk, that that was the reason for the Mabul. So it says they chose their mates from whomever and whatever they wished. And therefore, Lefichach Danotam B'mayim Shedome LeGalgal HaAyin. That's why the same eye that looks like water. So you take a look at a planet and its ocean, it's like an ayin. Same thing. Nifku kol ma'ayin noto humrapa barubot ha-shamayim niftachu. And so, because of that, they were drowned. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's another mida keneged mida that explained why it is that the water was what destroyed them. Dor HaMabul, they destroyed themselves by Rabba, that word of Rabba, and they were nidon in Rabba. What do I mean? Berabba kilkelu shenemar vayara Hashem ki Rabba ra'ata Adam. And Berabba nidonun, because it says, kol mayan otohum Rabba, the great depth deeps burst out to drown them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, these mayan otohum Rabba, actually we're going to see later on that they were hot water, maybe volcanic explosions even. So there were shlosha nishtayru mehem. There are three that were still left among us here in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, they're all over the world. But those are all the wonderful hot springs, and they're very much appreciated nowadays. And as Rashi points out, in when it comes to the gezeira that it started to be drowned, so it says, kol mayan otohum Rabba. But after the Mabul, it says that the Mayanot Tohom Rabbah, but not Ko Mayanot Tohom Rabbah, were shut down. So apparently some of them were left. And this is the same thing, remember, that we find by a Sotah. The Sotah, because of the fact that she drinks the Mayim HaMa'orim, ends up becoming more fertile and better off than before. We saw the same thing with David HaMelech's picking up the piece of pottery that closed up the Tohom Rabbah. So the same idea is here, so that we have these wonderful hot springs that we have today, and that is the Chamat Gader, which is the Balua in Gader. We have the Chamit Feria, and we have that beautiful Einaya Rabati in Beram, which maybe Barnea can identify. I'm not sure what that is. Do you know what that's referring to?
No, very intriguing.
Hot springs at Beram?
No.
Okay, getting back to the Dor HaMabul. So what did they do? Ki hishchit kol basar darko al ha'aretz. So that means that they used all of flesh. Malamit, says Rabbi Yochanan, shehirbiu beimal chaya v'chaya beima. They went wild with sexual experiments so that they would mate wild animals with domesticated animals and vice versa. Marbia is the male. So the marbia al chaya, or vice versa. Marbia chaya al behima. And they tried out sex with all of these animals on humans, or humans on them. Umra Baba Bar Kahana, after the Mabul, so all of the various species normally behaved sexually. There's only one thing that never turned back and became normal the way it was prior to the Mabul, and that's the Tushlami bird. The Tushlami bird goes around mating with everything in sight. So that's still the Hanhaga from before the Mabul, just to remind us. Vayomer Elokim Lenoach, Kates Kol Basar Balafanai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you see, the bottom line is that it says in the Pasuk that the end has come because of what? Hamas Mipnehem. So it's because people would cheat and lie and steal. So Borei Kama Godol Kuchashel Hamas. You want to see how great Hamas is? It's enough to destroy the whole earth. Shrei Dor HaMabul Avru Alakol. They were over everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to do from the time of the Sheva Mitzvahs. And they, mamish, were over on everything that the Adam HaRishon was taught. But nonetheless, what was the bottom line key? that Hashem says it's overs. That was lo nechtam aleim gzar dinam ad shepashtu yedeim begazel. It's only once they became corrupted in terms of their respect for other people's property. So very clearly, the straw, so to speak, that breaks the camel's back. And why do we call it the camel's back? Because remember, din is always merumas and camels. And that's why we have din as being vayigamel. And so every medrash that talks about a camel always talks about dayanim or din. And you see that all over the medrash. And that, of course, is a totsah of Yitzchak Avinu's vayigamel. All boils down same nekuda. And therefore, the camel's back, so to speak, the din is neftam at the end from Hamas. Uchtiv, you see the way that it actually refers to in the Torah, this is in Yechezkel, but it refers to Hamas as being a power that speaks directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is complaining about, it's like a concept that takes on an actual presence, because it says, HaHamas kam l'mate resha. The Hamas got up as a mate, as a club for the evildoers, and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehamehem, v'lo noha behem. Listen, get rid of these people. There's not one of them that's any good. Not all of them together are any good. Nothing of what they've gathered together, meaning all the business that they've done, the money that they've put together in the bank, it doesn't mean anything. V'lo noha behem, they don't have any desire for life, for you, for care. They're completely without any care. Omar Rebbe Elazar, what does this teach us? That the Hamas itself was zokafatz bokemakel. It became erect like a club and stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omar lefanav, ribono shel olam, lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, not from they, the individuals, not from them together, lo mehamehem, not from all the things that they've managed to bring together in the bank, v'lo noha behem. And af al noach nechtam gzardin, because it says lo noha behem can be read as noach. That's a very strange word, noach. So oftentimes we find chet and hey that are switched. Tanit vei Rabbi Yishmael. Af al noach nechtam gzardin, ela shematzachin b'ini Hashem. Not a pasuk. Nichamti ki asitim v'noach. Read it together. I'm sorry I ever made these humans, including that Noach guy. But then you have v'noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Remember, we've pointed out how it is that words can go in both directions. So this is merames that the original gzar din on the Mabul was on Noach himself. But outside of din, because of chen, Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, that's how he survived. But not because he stood up as a separate din amongst the Dor HaMabul. Then when it says, Vayinachem Hashem ki asat ha'adam ba'aretz, so Vayinachem always means to take a new way of looking at it, to reconsider. So ki atar evdimi, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking back at what I did, I think I was very smart. Yafe asiti, shetikanti lam kvarot ba'aretz, you know, I made a nice place to throw all those bodies when I'm tired of them. It's good that we're able to have the whole earth as a grave for them. My mashma, where do we see that? Because k'tivacha v'yinochem Hashem. So that means you comfort yourself. Because nechamot means to comfort. We find by Yosef it says, v'yinochem otam v'yedaber alibam. When he wanted to make his brothers feel a little less terrified and ashamed of what it was that they had done. So it says over there that he was menachem them. So then Vayinachem could mean to be Menachem yourself, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayachol was saying to himself, well, at least I prepared all of these graves for them. So that is something of a Nechama to me. And others say that he changed his mind about the Mabul. And he said, Lo yafe asiti shetikanti lam kvarot ba'aretz. I don't think it was the right thing looking back at it. I could have given them another 100 years to do tshuva. You know, you never know. These people may ultimately come around. So, k'tivacha v'yinachem, u'k'tivatam v'yinachem Hashem al hara'ah shediber la'asot la'amo. Well, over there it means that he changed his mind about his intent to do evil to them. So maybe here it also means that he felt bad about the destruction of humanity. Eile told Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya b'dorotav, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. This means, yes, relative to his dorot, he was a tzadik, but lo b'dorot achirim, if you would have found Noach in the generation where there was, let's say, an Avram Avinu, this is where Rashi brings this drasha in the Chumash, so then he wouldn't have seemed particularly special, and he would not have been considered to be a tzaddik. Whereas Rish Lakish says, no, just the opposite. Even bidorotav, can you imagine to be able to be a tzaddik in a door of such horrible people, and what it was that he would have to go through to fight the current? Kol shekein bidorot achirim, put him together with people that would have helped instead of hindered. Imagine how much of a tzaddik he would have been then. Omar Rabbi Chanina, yes. You know what? The basic issue over here, the marshal of Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan says like this, you've got a barrel of wine that was inside of a wine cellar that was actually filled with vinegar barrels. Okay, so now normally a barrel of wine, I don't know whether the Gavi over there, is that Gavi's head or is that Ori's head? Be nice to see the whole thing. You know what that is? Is it a head? Maybe it's a basketball. Gosh, there's a movie about that. Anyway, there we go. Anyway, so a barrel of wine, you know, it's a sealed barrel. I mean, it doesn't smell particularly wonderful, but if it's in an environment of barrels of vinegar, I mean, then you can tell the difference, you know, because all around the vinegar, it's, wow, it's got this sharp smell. And around the barrel of wine, it's much better than around the barrels of the vinegar. But I mean, if you just take a barrel of wine that is sealed and you put it in the living room, I mean, that's not like going to be a great mekor of wonderful smells, is it? Shalo b'mekoma ein racha nodef. So if it's not in its place, then it's not going to make much of an impact. So Noach, outside of his place, which was in all of these vinegar barrels, we wouldn't have noticed so much of what a tzaddik he is. And Rav Hoshaya says, well, let me explain to you how Rish Lakish looks at it. Rish Lakish looks at it to etzluchej shelkult yaton, plyaton, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's interesting that there is actually, even for sale today, something that is called fuliaton. But there's like different ways of making it, so it's not clear. There obviously was an ancient thing called fuliaton. There seems to be big machlokas in ancient literature, and including today. You can get on the internet and buy some of this fuliaton, which is probably the correct way to pronounce the fuliaton. But anyway, if it were, it smells absolutely marvelous. And if you put it even in a sewer, you're still going to be able to overwhelm the stench of the sewer with the fuliaton. So even if it is b'mekuma reichanodev, even if it's in a place that's filthy because it's used as a room deodorant, it still smells wonderful. So can you imagine if it's koshkein b'mokom abosem, you put it into a perfumery store, imagine how that fuliaton will smell over there. So in other words, the same thing is true about Noach. If he, even in the sewer, he's able to be a good smell. Kol shekein, if he would have lived b'doro shel Avram Avinu, where he would have made, even he would have been actually fortified by being around the fuliaton, which was Avram Avinu himself. So the same thing is true over here. Are we talking about a barrel of wine, or are we talking about a bottle of fuliaton? That's the question. What do we start with? In other words, if what we're talking about, they're both agreeing to the fact that obviously things can be fortified or can be less noticeable depending on the context. The question is, what do you begin with? If we're beginning with a Noach, that is, a Tzadik Tamim, and the Bedorotav is coming as a Pirish, that it's even Bedorotav. Fine, so then it means we're starting with something remarkable, overwhelming. So then I tell you, well, then for sure it would be more overwhelming if it was in a context where everything was on its side. If we're talking about Bidorotav as being the definition of what it is that the tzaddik is, tzaddik Bidorotav, so then it means that his tzidkas is contextually tzidkas. So that's what they're arguing with. But of course, both of these elements are true. Anything that lived was wiped out that was on the land. It doesn't mean not fish, but things on the land. Now, why in the world should the animals be destroyed by the mabul? Im adam chata, beimaba chata. I mean, what did the animals do that they should? I mean, they're just animals. Tana mishum Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. I'll give you a mashal. Mashallah Adam Sha'asachu Palabino, a guy sets up a beautiful wedding meal for his son. Oh my gosh, top caterers, beautiful wedding hall. And right before the wedding, his son drops dead. So what does he do? Omar Ufizeret Chupatho, he throws the whole thing out, gives it away. Omar, Kuluma Siti Alabashvil Bini, what did I make this for? I made it for my son. If I don't have a son, what do I need this beautiful chupa for? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, the whole world is basically a wedding hall. It's a wedding hall for what I love, which is Adam. If Adam is screwed, what's the point of the wedding hall? So, Akshav Shadam Chata, Beimavachaya Lamali. All of these other things were just supplies in the wedding hall. But note that it only says Kol Asher Becharava, only those things that were on the dry land. But the fish, they didn't die. And we can always start over again in the yam. Don't have to start from the beginning, you know. This is all, remember, part of Eov's description of the human condition that he sees exemplified in the story of the Mabul. So what does this mean? Kalu al pnei mayim, something that is light enough to float on the top of the water, is cursed on the land. Tekulal chalkatam ba'aretz. What does this mean? Melamed shaya noach hatzadik mochiach behem. He used to tell them, v'omer lemasu teshuvah, repent, the end is near. And he had a lot of these soapboxes he was able to get on to start calling upon them. And he said to them, either asu teshuvah, v'im lav HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi aleichem et ha-mabul. You're going to have a mabul. U'makpe nivlatchem al ha-mayim b'zikim, kizikim, your filthy carcasses will be floating like a bunch of plastic bags. Actually, in those days, it was leather. But will be floating around like a bunch of plastic garbage bags on top of the water. Is that what you want? Shemerkalu al pnei amayim. Lord, elashalokhim mehem kalala l'chol bayolam. You will become the archetype. If somebody wants to curse you, to curse a person in their time, they will say, you should be like those. Tikulal chalkatam ba'aretz. They are accursed. Lo yifne derech kiramim. Now that's pretty strange. We will not clear the road among the vineyards. What does that mean? Malamed shayu mefanim derech kiramim. All right, big bachoks on how to understand exactly to read this. So some read it, and actually, it's mashma that it's not necessarily the correct gears. Actually, if you take a look in the Gra, this whole business is taken out. So he would say this to them while they were working in the Kramim, which, what would be the significance of that? So it's interesting that the Yerushalmi understands this part of the Pasuk. Yerushalmi also goes through the Drasha here. The Yerushalmi learns Derech Kramim or not Derech Kramim is another reference to the sexual deviance of these people. So the Derech Kramim, That's, again, says Yerushalmi, it's a reference to normal sex, derech kramim. The kramim are always, you know, the nice vineyards where the girls dance and so on. So we see the genitals as being also like kramim. You'll notice that the Gemara in Nida uses the development of the vine to describe female development, different parts and different levels of adolescence. So that's what it means, according to the Yerushalmi. Here it's not clear. So Omar lo, so the people who were getting the tochacha from Noach, they said to him, so Mimakev, you keep telling us he's going to bring a mabul, he's going to bring a mabul. What do you mean he's gonna? If we're so bad, how come he doesn't do anything? I would say, instead of shooting off your mouth all the time, let's see you put your cash where your mouth is. I don't see anything happening. So who's stopping him? Omar lehem, because I'll tell you what's stopping him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pridachat yeshli lo tzimikem. I got one single nice bird that I cannot destroy because I want to bring him to me before he's part of your door. And that, of course, is the reference to Mr. Shelach, which, as Rashi brings also in Chumash, the 7 days. Gemara is going to be saying soon that those were those 7 days with Mr. Shelach. So then they said, well, if that's the case, imkein lo nifane derech kramim. So if that's the case, we'll continue to go through our messy roads without doing teshuva, without clearing the way. So according to Rashi, the idea of clearing the way was to consider doing teshuva. Darash Rava, my dichtiv lapid buz la'ashtut sha'anan nachon l'moadei raga. Oh, woo-hoo. These are extremely poetic. this is like obscure Shakespearean poetry. So what does this mean exactly? Lapid buz, so it's like a torch of things that are looked down upon. To those who ashtut, they have their dreams, their thoughts, eshtonot, sha'anan, they're fully complacent. And this is setting everything up to fail for Moadei Ragel. It's setting up people to stumble over. He used to tell them things that were very tough. I mean, he didn't speak nicely to them. He was Omer lem dvarim sheim kashim kalapidim. They were like being burned by torches. But they would make it into booze. They would say to him, listen here, old man, you're a little bit nuts, you know. Crazy guy, always standing on his soapbox. What is this boat? You're crazy in the middle of the land over here. You're building a boat. You need to get your head examined. Teva Zolama. And I know what Barnea's thinking. He's thinking about that boat that we stumbled over in the middle of the mountains of California. Where people were building a teva because they were convinced the mabul is on its way because of the Californian behavior. The only thing is, they didn't know how you say an ark in Hebrew, so they went and asked the reform rabbi in the area. He told them, the ark, that's an orain. So they put up a giant sign in Hebrew that says orain. We're driving along the road in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains, and there's a giant sign that says Orion. You can imagine, we screeched to a halt to go to see the Orion. Maybe they've discovered the Orion Abris. Who knows? It could be this is where they filmed Indiana Jones. We figured, look, we better take a look, you know. It turns out they're building a teva. In California, anything's possible. Anyway.
So I hope they made it fireproof.
So what's this teva for? Omar lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alechem et ha-mabul. So they said to him, a mabul. Remember, a mabul doesn't mean water. We think that a mabul means a flood in terms of a water flood. A mabul just means a massive, catastrophic something, but it could be anything. So they asked him, so, well, what kind of mabul is this going to be? I mean, is this going to be fire? I mean, we're not too worried about that. We've got lots of asbestos around here. We'll just build everything out of asbestos. Yesh lanoash, the stuff which is called Alita. We'll use that against the fire. It can protect against fire. Ve'im shamayim u'mevi. What's he going to do? He's going to bring water. Where's the water going to come from? Imina aretz u'mevi. Listen, we've got fantastic manufacturing techniques over here. We'll cover the entire surface of the earth with metal to prevent water from getting through. That'll stop the water. And if he tries to throw water at us from the sky, well, we've got Akuv, Yeshlanu Davar V'Akuv Shemo, and Akuv prevents, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but that will take care of that. Some say it's called Akush Shemo. Omar Lahem, listen here, you idiots. He can drown you with your own sperm, you idiots. That comes from between your feet. That's the end of the pasuk. There's nothing that you can do to prevent this destruction. Tanya, and in fact, it says that the meme amabu kashim kishikvat zera. The waters of the mabu were actually like semen. So they were hot and they were thick. Shinemar nachon lemoa de rogel. That's coming between the feet of the people who sinned sexually this whole thing, which is Omer of Chista. Berot chin kilkelu, namely ba'avira. So they sinned with something that was hot. There's constant wasting of sperm, constant playing around with iser, erva. So they sinned in that way. And therefore they were punished with water that was similar to that semen. Vayashoku, we think, means just to mean that they went down in terms of the height of the water. But look how it's used in the Megillah Esther. V'chamata melech shachacha. Over there it's talking about anger and heat, and it means cooled down. So that means that the water was essentially first was hot, and it needed to cool. Then it says, and here's where we get to the Metushelach idea, Vayile shivata yamim umeyam abola yu ala aret. After the 7 days, what do you mean, the 7 days? Hayamim? What 7 days? Mativam shel shivata yamim. It's referring to a shiva of some kind. What is that? It was a shiva. Says Rav, those were the day of Avelut or Netushalach, like we said before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'm not going to destroy you guys until I take Netushalach, because I don't want him to be part of the din of the Dor HaMabul. So, Lamedcha, Shehespedan Shel Tzadikim Akvinet HaPuranut Lavo. So since they were saying Hespedim on Netushalach, that was enough to hold back the Gezerah of the Mabul. Dover Acher, Leshivat, is a reference to the same as the Shivat Hayamim of Sheshet Yimei Bereshis. And it teaches us, Sheshina Aleihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seder Bereshit. There were 7 days in which they thought that nature was going mad, so that the sun would rise in the west, would set in the east, Yaita Chamayot Set Bimarav, Veshokat Bemizrach. Dover Acher, look, whenever you're giving these ultimatums, you know, so the ultimatum has got a general, what's called the Zman Gadol. If you don't take care of those hostages in 2 months, we're going to bomb you to hell. And then at the end, it's always, well, we'll give you another couple of days. So there's always a Zman Gadol and a Zman Katan. So if you're giving ultimatums, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavaleh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol. And then maybe there would be this last chance where they feel, okay, boys, you can do tshuva now. You got 7 days left. And, you know, as it starts getting a little more mitzumtzam, people sometimes respond. So, acher kach zman katan, but it's still nothing happened. Davar acher, l'shivat hayamim. L'shivat hayamim is like a sheva brochas. Shehitimam me'ein ha'olam haba. They need to know what it was that they could have had, what it was that they're losing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them 7 days to know what it would have been like to have the perfect world that could have been theirs. So, Kol HaBeima Torah, it says, take into the Teva seven Ish V'Ishto. What Ish V'Ishto? I mean, come on. Did you ever see animals that had a din of Ish V'Ishto? I mean, what, they went to the justice of the peace to get married? I mean, like, what makes a man and wife? I never heard such language about animals. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yonatan. Well, I mean, in context, it makes a lot of sense. If we were talking about sexual violations in which the humans had caused these animals to not even respect their own species, so then Ish V'Ishto would refer to those that actually only stuck to their own species. Me'otam Shelo Nevda Behem Avera is what it means. And how would Noach know what animals are suitable to be Ish V'Ishto? Om Rav Chista, She'evira Lifnei HaTeva. He brought those animals and took them past the Teva. If the Teva would be collate the animal, Be'odua Shelo Nevda Behem Avera. That showed that they, in fact, had been tahor in sexual issues. But if the Teva refused to accept these animals, so then Be'odua Shenevda Behem Avera. Rabbi Abba Omer, Noach only took to the Teva the animals that were ba'in mi aleihem, because it says bo al Noach. So the ones that came of their own, they were min hashamayim, they were nivchar because of the fact that they had stuck to their own meat. Aselach hatevat atzei gopher. What is gopher wood? Amravada amri devere bishila. Some say it's mavliga, and some say it's gulamish. Tzohar ta'asel teva, and make a tzohar. Now, tzohar just means bright. So what was that bright? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make yourself some radioactive rocks that are going to be glowing, because you can't rely on the sun during this period, so you're going to need to have light. So kava ba vanim tovot u'magoliot, kidei shu me'irot lachem l'tzohrayim, you want things to be bright in the teva. V'el amah techalena milamala. Why is that? That it should come up to a point that's only one amah wide. De'bahachi de'kaima. That way, there's not going to be any area where the water will gather, and instead it'll slide down this side of the teva. Tachtiim shniim u'shlishiim ta'aseh. So have three different decks. Tana, the tachtiim were there for zeva. So originally, it was filled with supplies of food. As the food was eaten, so all of the compost was put on the bottom. Emtzayim labeima and elyonim laadam. And then Noach sends out the orev. Vayishalach et ha-orev. Bamreish Lakish. Man, the orev had a very, very powerful response to that one. So what does it say? That the Orev didn't go anywhere. It just went round and round the Teva and apparently rejected the Shlichut that Noach had given it. Well, Marlo, the Orev says to Noach, you know, I can see very clearly, your master hates me, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me, and you hate me. Rabcha soneni, ve'ata senatani. I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me. He says, take from the Torim Shiva, but from the Tmeim only take Shnayim. You know why? I mean, after all, this is supposed to be a genetic program here, isn't it? I mean, you're supposed to be preserving our genes. What's going to happen if something happens to me, you jerk? I mean, it's only one of us here, one male, one female. This is ridiculous. So he cares about those other species that are tar. Yes, seven apiece. I like them. What do I care about Mr. Raven? And I know that you hate me because you could have taken from one of these 7x7s and instead you risk the one. You're shaleach mimin shlayim where there's only a male and a female. And what happens if I'm attacked on the way by the Sarah Hama, Sarah Tzina, I die of heat. I die of cold. Oh, that would turn out an entire species go extinct. Do you care? No. Does God care? No. But I've got another thought. Maybe you're after my wife. Oh, Shema li ishti atatzarech. I ain't leaving this teva. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Noach. I'm looking at you. So, Omar lo, so Noach says to the Orev, Rasha, b'mutarli ne'esarli. I'm not even allowed to sleep with my human wife because you're not allowed to sleep, have any kind of sexual relations here in the teva. So, b'ne'esarli lokoshike, and I'm going to look for your wife. You're nuts. I mean, all under Nasser, where does it say that they weren't allowed to have sexual relations in the teva? Dichtiv ubata la teva ata uvanecha ishtekonishne u nishevanecha itach. So it says when they went into the teva that they keep separate the males and the females, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives, as if we have separate bedrooms over here. But when it came to coming out after the mabul, it says, "Tzeimen ateva atavi ishtecha, and benechon eshevanecha itach." So, isn't that a beautiful remez? When it comes to the end of the mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Come out with your wife." Well, wife, she's been in the other bedroom. Exactly. Now it's time to bring your wife into your bedroom, and your children with their wives. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikanam rushin esru b'tashu shamita. That's that beautiful diak that teaches us that while they were in the teva, they were usur to engage in any sex. Tana Rabbanan. There were three species that actually did have sex in the teva. Hakulam loko, and they were all punished for it in some permanent physical way. The kelev, the orev, and cham. So this is cham ben Noach. So the kelev was nikshar. People think the kelev was nikshar because they didn't know about dogs. So they thought that the kelev nikshar means dogs are chained. And that was their punishment, which has nothing to do with the fact that they had intercourse in the teva. But what nikshar actually means, this is an amazing fact, and this is the idea of nikshar bo kekelev. Somebody sleeps with an Asian siege. Niksha, what does that mean, Kikelev? Ah, wonderful. Dogs get stuck in intercourse. That's the amazing thing. The way that they reproduce is very unique. So they have this extra gland at the bottom of the penis, which the female squeezes, which prevents them from losing an erection. And actually, they can't even exit. That is, the female's pressure on this part that only dogs have traps the blood in the penis to maintain an erection. And that way, they are able to really inseminate the female. But they can't exit. Sometimes people cause tremendous damage because they think their animals got caught. They try pulling them apart. They can't pull them apart. No, this is serious. Take a look at that. All of the dog books. They tell you never try to pull your dog apart. Let things take care of themselves. But this can be something that can take like an hour. And because of that, there's no way for a dog to be meshamesh b'tzniut. It's a ridiculous position to be caught in. Help! Get me out of here! But there is no way to be get me out of here. That is the onesh for the secret intercourse in the teva. So when it says, see all of those midrashim that say somebody sleeps with a married woman and so on, so right? Nikshar bo kekelev, he gets attached there the way it, people think that means that you're going to get tied up. No, it means total exposure, the way that a dog is exposed. It's a beautiful mashal. The orev spits. So, okay, so Rashi thinks an orev spits means that it spits its sperm, says Rashi, from its mouth, which obviously is not the reality. However, I do want to say that there is something to this. Let me send you a picture of where it comes from. I'll send it to you on the, I don't know how to do it here on this, but I'll send it to you on the DAF WhatsApp. And this is the Mekor for the whole idea, I believe. This is the mating procedure of the Orev that I just sent you. So what does it look like? It looks like what Rashi says. It spits its sperm into the female's mouth. Now, obviously, that's not what's going on, but it is part of a mating dance that looks exactly like that. And when it comes to Cham, Cham was loka ba'oro, and because of that, we ended up with the blackness of those that had been Mishamish Teva, so everybody should know this is someone who is blackened by his behavior. Okay. Then Noach sends out the Yonah to see whether has the water gone down yet. Now, here it says Me'ito, but when it says the Orev was sent, it does not say Me'ito. It just says Vayishlach. Omer Reb Yirmiyah, that's the difference. Mikan shedirotam shelofot tahorim ima tzadikim. Yonah was living together, Me'ito, together with Noach. So something so beautiful and special lives with tzadikim. Vine ale zayit taraf befia. So it comes back, and it's got a leaf from an olive tree holding it in its bill. So taraf is actually, as we'll see, a reference to food. So Omer Rabbi Elazar, this was basically a message that the Yonah was bringing. Amra Yonah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, yiyu mizonotai merurim kazayat umutzurim biyodecha, v'ayu metukim kedvash umutzurim biyad basar v'adam. I would rather have food that is like very difficult if you've ever taken an olive off of a tree. It's not really roi l'achila yet. It should be as bitter as this olive, but I don't need to be dependent on humans, no matter how wonderful the fruit is that they're giving me. My mashmet hai taraf lishten emisone. Where do we see that the word taraf means my nourishment? Tichtiv hatrifeni lechem chuki. Then it says, l'mishpachotehem yatsu min ha-teva. They came out according to their families. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, yes, l'mishpachotehem, but not necessarily them. So in other words, it might have been generations later that came out, because there are things, like the Gemara in Chulin says, that they cannot possibly live themselves for a whole year. So these invertebrates would not have been able to survive that long. And therefore, it means when they came out, not they came out, but their family, meaning maybe it's their great-grandchildren. I don't know. I mean, Noach had all of these microbes, you know, they came out too. But it was the Mishpachotam, not the same ones that went in. Omer Rav Chanan bar Bizna. Omer Eliezer l'shem Rabba. This means that they were cared for the whole time as separate families. So Eliezer Eved Avram asked the son of Noach, Shem, who was called Shem Rabba. This was, of course, the whole story of the meeting up of Shem together with Avram Avinu, and Eliezer was there. This was during the war, and this was the giving over of the kahuna in the end to Zerah Avraham. So Eliezer says to Shem Rabba, it says, L'mishpachotehem yatsu min ha-teva. How in the world did you manage? Aton hechan avitan. Where were you taking care of all of this? Omarle, so he told him, Tsar gadola yalonu betim. Oh my God, you can imagine the hell we went through in that teva. Bria shedarkalachila biyom echalnu abiyom. We were working day and night. Anything that had its particular rhythm, even though maybe it was dark in the teva, I don't know how these animals know when it's day and when it's night, but take a look at bats. You think there's any light coming into those bat caves? No, but they know exactly what time the sun rises so that they can all go out together within the space of minutes. That's not amazing. Anyway, so we had all of these things we needed to feed at the right time. Now, there was this thing called a zikita, a little bird, and my father, Noah, he had no idea what in the world. It didn't come with any instructions. And lo hava yada alba ma'ocha. What the heck do you feed a zikita? Anyway, one day he was sitting cutting up a pomegranate, and a worm falls out of the pomegranate, and the zikita jumps on it and eats it. Ah, so then he understood that the Zakita needs to eat those kind of worms. So what did he do? Mikan ve'elach avigabelech Yisra, he used to make a whole nourishing kind of mixture of bran and water so that those worms would be able to reproduce and the Zakita would have what to eat. And indeed, kimitla ochla, the Zakita would eat the worms. Now, a lion is a little bit difficult because you got to feed it other animals, but he didn't have any other animals. Good heavens. So what do you feed a lion? So Arye Ishta Zinte. What happened is that the Arye actually got a temperature, and as the Gemara says, temperature breaks down fats, which allows an organism to survive for a long time without needing to take in nourishment from elsewhere. And that's exactly what fed the lion. As a matter of fact, if you take a look and wonder so how it is that we find the same type of lizards thousands of miles away on little islands in the Pacific, how the heck did they get there when they only live in South America? And it's clear that they got there by actually taking a trip over water on like various, you know, logs or whatever. How in the world does an animal survive for the period that it takes to make the trip? It's mamish keneged hateva, and this is the scientific explanation. There are animals that can continue to live for months and months and months, basically with a reduced metabolism or with an ishta. The Omar Rav, a fever can keep a person going not less than 6 and not more than 12. Now, what does that mean? Days? Does that mean months? Okay, that's a discussion. As far as the avashina is concerned, so this was also a kind of bird, and my father came along, this continues to tell him, shame Rabbah, my father came along, he finds it lying on the ground on the bottom of the teva. So he asks it, Lo ba'ita misone, you don't need food. Where have you been? Amarle. So the Avashina says to Noach, Chaziticha, Dahavit Terida, I saw what you're going through to feed all these animals. Amina, and I said to myself, I don't have the heart to make him more tzoris. Lo atzarcha, I don't want to trouble you, that you have to take care of me also. So I'm just lying here. Omar le, yehirava de lo tamut, may you not die. Shenemar va'omar im kiniegva v'kachol arbe yamim. So this, and also this is a continuation of all of these psukim in Eov, amazing. So this is even a remez to that discussion with Noach. The chol, which is a kind of bird, is understood to be the avashina. So I shall be many days lived, like the chol. Another thing that Shem Rabbah said to Eliezer. Look, I've got questions to you too. You know, this is the moment that we meet at that war, and it was at that moment that we find that the two great developments of the world, one coming from Noach and one coming from Avram, Noach had a tremendous misera from the time of Adam HaRishon, and he had the kahuna, and they had everything pretty clear. They had a yeshiva, Shem ve'Ever. Avram Avinu, as the Rambam speaks out, based on the Pusik, the whole essence of Avram Avinu is that he did not have any kind of Misera. He had figured out the way the world was to go and was setting up an Ummah that was going to be the future of the world. You can understand that this was a very dangerous moment. I mean, they think these people could have wanted to destroy each other. You know, here's this newcomer. This is Malki Tzedek, known here as Shem Rabbah. And this was Malki Tzedek meets up with Avram Avinu. And then the beautiful Tehillah that describes the way they admired each other and they joined forces with each other. And there it talks about Shem as the builder of the Teva and the one who had to help Noach to build the Teva. Anyway, so when Malki Tzedek comes, so he asks Eliezer, I want to know what you did also. You asked me. I'm asking you, when all of these melachim, Yato Alaychu Malchim Mizrachu Marav, you had these kings that are this. This is the First World War that are attacking you. How did you manage to just, after all of those other kings were defeated, how did you manage to defeat these Arba Malachim? Atonecha Viditu. So Eliezer said to Shem, I'll tell you what happened. It was totally a miracle. Aite HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'Avram Ve'otvei Miyamine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram and put him to the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vavishadina Nafra. So what we would do is we would pick up dirt, we would throw dirt, and the dirt would turn into missiles, avicharve, and then we would throw straw, and the straw would turn into arrows, into, in our terms, into bullets, and all of these things. We had no weapons, we had nothing. They just fired themselves. Shenemar leDavid Mizmor, Nu'um Hashem Laduni, Shev Limini. This is as if Shem was talking. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliezer was talking to my master Avram. Shev Limini, sit by my right side. Adashit Oivecha Adom L'Raglecha, I'm going to turn your enemies into a footstool for you. Uchtiv Mi Heir Mi Mizrach Tzedek Yikra'eu L'Raglo. This is a reference to Avram, who was the one who was mayor him, so that he could be Melamed Tzedek wherever he went. Yitain Lefanav Goyim U'Melachim Yard, who will put nations in front of him to step over. Yitain Ke'afar Harbo, he made his swords like dirt. Kekash Nidav Kashto, and his bow that was shooting all of these arrows was like scattering straw.